A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own house. And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith." The Gospel of the Lord. Familiarity breeds contempt. This adage came to me as I reflected on today's gospel. Jesus must have had so many things he wanted to share with his friends, his townspeople, but they were too skeptical. They couldn't believe, or wouldn't believe, that someone they had known as a child, whose family they knew so well as part of the neighborhood, could possibly have had that much to teach them. They had seen Jesus grow up and play with their children. He had been gone for a little while, and now he returns, and he expects them to learn from him. They couldn't accept the fact that he had something special, something important to teach them, to help them grow in their relationship with God. They criticized him, tried to invalidate him. And because of this, their lack of faith in him, Jesus was prevented from working many miracles there. If he had come back from his brief absence with riches or some sign of notoriety, they may have reacted differently, been more apt to believe that he had something to teach them. If he had worked many miracles before he began to teach in the synagogue, they may have believed in him and would have taken his words to heart. But Jesus comes back to his hometown, appearing to be much the same as he was when he left, not overpowering, not acting superior, a very ordinary man. It would seem that he was not planning to work many miracles there, unless they believed. I wonder about myself in this regard. Can I believe that God is present and active in the ordinary events and circumstances in my life? That it is in encountering ordinary people who may be in need or who may be in a position to help me in my need, but it is in ordinary people that I can meet God and be drawn closer to God. Do I believe that God's plan for me, God's will for me, each day can be revealed in the ordinary parts of my life? I wonder, how many miracles am I missing because I fail to see the value in the occasions of grace that may be hidden in the ordinary stuff of my life? How many miracles am I missing because I don't believe that God can bring about good in every ordinary situation in my life? Dear Jesus, you who used ordinary bread to be present to us, open my eyes to see you inviting me to become more like you through all the stuff of my everyday life. Give me the grace to realize that everything and everyone, no matter how ordinary, is an opportunity to grow closer to you. Amen.